Czech Radio's Iroslas News website reported on Monday that one-sixth of the Czech Republic's state attorneys are ex-members of the pre-1989 Communist Party. But defenders say it is unfair to judge them, as some prosecutors were blackmailed into getting a party card. Ian Willoughby has more.
Some 204 of the 1,252 current state attorneys in the Czech Republic were members of the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia prior to 1989. A study by Iroslas has found that represents around 16% of the total number. This figure is higher than among judges, 13% of whom carried party cards prior to the fall of communism almost 30 years ago. At the High State Attorney's Office in Prague, a full 30% of prosecutors are ex-communists. The Prague High State Attorney, Lenka Bradáčová, told Czech Radio there were historical reasons for her office's composition. She said the situation was legally recognised and couldn't be changed. Among ex-communist prosecutors is Igor Stříž. Today, first Deputy Supreme State Attorney, he was a party member from 1987 to 1989, when he served as military prosecutor. A spokesperson for the Supreme State Attorney's Office, Petr Mali, defended Mr. Stříž.
It is important to look not only at his former membership of a political party, but also at his professional skills and moral quality. When it comes to Mr. Stříž, the Supreme State Attorney's Office doesn't have any doubts about either of those things.
Formally, at least, joining the party wasn't a prerequisite to becoming a prosecutor. However, some may have felt they had no alternative. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Justice, Vladimir Rzepka, says there were various reasons for becoming a Communist Party member.
It is not possible to generalize when it comes to evaluating prosecutors' membership of the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia. Some were pressurized, for instance, being blackmailed as to whether their children could study. Rank-and-file membership of the party on its own cannot be used to disparage the moral character of state attorneys.
However, this doesn't wash with blogger Tomáš Pecina. The self-styled judiciary activist argues that the Czech justice system is a Jurassic Park of communism, and this has effects.
There are well-known cases in which communist criminals evade trial for many years, and that definitely would not be possible if the judiciary had undergone reforms back in the 1990s and these people had been replaced by others capable of at least neutral judgment.
In any case, with each passing year, there are fewer former communist prosecutors and judges, as both are obliged to retire at the age of 70 at the latest.